No? It's blessings of Radha Gopinath Temple that you've been allowed to speak on the transcendental subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. So I'd like to seek the blessings of devotees to speak on Bhagavad Gita. Today we are going to speak from chapter 14, text number 12 and 13. This chapter is entitled as the three modes of material nature. Text number 12. Lobha Pribriti Arambham Karmanam Asramam Spriha Rajasiyetani Jayante Brivirdhe Bharatarshavah. Bharatas, when there is an increase in mode of passion, the symptoms of great attachment, fruitive activity, intense endeavor, and uncontrollable desire and hankering develop. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. One in mode of passion is never satisfied with the position he has already acquired. He hankers to increase his position. If he wants to construct a residential house, he tries his best to have a palatable house, as if he would be able to reside in that house eternally. And he develops a great hankering for sense gratification. There is no end to sense gratification. He always wants to remain with his family and in his house and to continue the process of sense gratification. There is no cessation of this. All these symptoms should be understood as characteristics of mode of passion. As we'll be covering also the text number 13, we'll also read that translation. When there is an increase in mode of ignorance, O son of Kuru, darkness, inertia, madness and illusion are manifested. When there is no illusion, no illumination, knowledge is absent. One is mode of ignorance does not work by regulative principles. He wants to act whimsically for no purpose. Even though he has capacity to work, he makes no endeavor. This is called illusion. Although consciousness is going on, life is inactive. There are the symptoms of one in the mode of ignorance. Om Agyan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. This 14th chapter is very interesting. This chapter is entitled as Three Modes of Material Nature. First of all, the modes we talk about now in Kali Yuga, in this age of modern age, we love those modes. Sometime outside people, they say, why you are not so passionate? When working, we're working outside, if you are not passionate, we are condemned. Normally it has been very encouraged outside to be passionate. But Bhagavad Gita is saying in different way. Before that, we'd like to see the background. Krishna is answering the question of Arjuna that Arjuna asks the question that devotional service is better or the impersonal worship is better in 12th chapter. So Krishna spoke in elaboration that yes, devotional service is the better one, where you can be peacefully do devotional service and attain me. After that, Arjuna never stopped there, you know. He started asking in different questions. He asked the question that who are the Prakriti, who is the Purusha? All this explanation he asked from Krishna. So Krishna started explaining in great detail in 13 and 14 chapter. In this 14th chapter, this topic is based on like three modes. Basically, the modes is goodness, passion and ignorance. Sattva gun, raja gun and tama gun. It's very easy to understand. Just like a child cannot understand all these subject matters. Just like child has very much like, you know, they are happy to see the puppet show. They see that, you know, puppet is dancing. They also dance in the same mood. But elder, they can understand this puppet. So behind that, someone is controlling. Not the puppet are independently, you know, dancing. Someone is the controller behind it. Someone is the like instructor behind it. So similarly, the whole creation is there. Everything is going on by the mercy of the Lord. Lord is personally giving direction. And these three modes are like the binding force. Binding force means, just like we'll break the laws outside. Someone is too adamant not to follow the traffic rule. Then he has to pay the taxes. He has to pay the bill, you know. The constable will catch him. He can't say, I'm new in Bombay, I don't know. Okay, you pay it. Next time, you'll be aware, you not have to pay second time. So all these three modes are compared to, like, you know, if you'll say that, I don't know, that will not work. A child may say that. But the adult, we are so-called human being, we can't say that. We normally have to accept this knowledge. Then the awareness will come. We can be alert not to be trapped by the like, you know, we'll be saved by paying so many taxes. We'll be saved by not paying unnecessary to the constable in police and other staffs. So Krishna started explaining in this chapter that in the mode of goodness, if someone is in the mode of goodness, Sattva-gun. Sattva-gun is like in the morning time where you feel like good. You come to the temple. You feel like chanting some mantras. That is the platform of Sattva-gun. Or sometimes people hear like ghazals, some kind of bhajans. Earlier people used to do that more. Even nowadays, morning hours also people feel like watching movies. So that is watching movies, the symptoms of mode of passion or ignorance. So that is the symptom we can judge ourselves that which mode we are in a 24 hours. So mode of goodness, if someone is deliberately like practicing that process, what kind of benefit he'll get? He'll be free from all kind of sinful desires. Sinful desire means, just like so many times we feel like, okay, I'll not do something wrong, you know. I'll be a gentleman in the society. But we are forced, just like in a college atmosphere, you know. So many times the student, they come and stay in the hostel. Chalo, mummy ne kaha hai, galat nahi karna chahiye. But how long this will work? The atmosphere is so surcharged with all the negative influence. Even though the desire is there, the instruction is there, but we are actually forced or we are succumbed by the negative energy. But if somehow or other we'll fix our consciousness or determine to practice that, then slowly all the sinful tendency will go. These sinful tendencies are creating havoc in our own life. But one problem in the mode of goodness is, people who are practicing that, they are also proud. Just like so many so-called Hindus, they claim, yes, I know Bhagavad Gita. I know so many slokas. What are you going to teach me? So if that kind of consciousness will get by, like, you know, practicing goodness, then it's a blockage. We can't advance further in that. So that is the standard of goodness. The next is mode of passion, where this sloka is explaining about great detail. That in this mode of passion, unlimited desires will be there. And there will be a lot of longings. And we will be bound by the material fruitive activities. It's very prominent in Bombay lifestyle. Like lot of desires. Unlimited desires. Even if you see, like earlier people used to have less money. Like people used to work hard for any government company or something. They used to get something like 3,000, 4,000 salaries. And they used to live peacefully throughout the life. Satisfaction was there. Nowadays, because of so many MNCs, so many companies are there, we can get early age, like 50,000, 60,000, we can earn. Even our parents never used to dream that. But unfortunately, the tendency is we could see that every time people are leaving job, they are not satisfied in that job. Even if some company is giving 50,000, another company is giving me something like 60,000, I don't mind to quit that. That means, so many desires are there, we are not satisfied in that. That is the tendency of mode of passion. Prabhupada used to say that, yes, we are so advanced. Like, you know, normally people say we are staying in a modern culture, so many technological advancements are there. Why you are talking about this is bad? We have to work like that only, you know. So many CEOs of the company, they leave their house early in the morning and they reach late at night. And it has been encouraged in the society. So many times they speak. Yes, you can also work like that. But unfortunately, we could see that in a family atmosphere, no relationships are there. Even though money is, everything, facilities are there, lack of relationship. So the production of the passionate or ignorance lifestyle is complete chaotic atmosphere. That's why Prabhupada was never impressed. Prabhupada, many of us would feel like going to US or like, no, Western countries for earning money. But Prabhupada, in an age of 70, he, just to fulfill his spiritual master order, had gone for preaching. He saw first time the Western country. He was never allured by the beauty of that. He was writing a prayer. I just like to read for all of you. This is very instructing. Prabhupada is writing, most of the population here is covered by material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied. And therefore, they have no taste for transcendental message of Vasudev. I do not know how they will be able to understand it. So this is very, very important. As sadhu or the spiritual leader, they could immediately find the flaw in the society. Even though normal men are, they can't understand, because that is the mentality of child. We are allured by the puppet show. Sometimes feel like going for that. But the sadhus or the practitioner of Bhagavad Gita like Srila Prabhupada, he could immediately judge, yes, this is the flow. That's why he was never impressed. Once one reporter was asking Srila Prabhupada that, how are you feeling in London? Prabhupada said, London is hell. So like, it's for us to digest it very difficult. But he's a pure devotee, you could understand, even though lot of dazzle, gazzle, everything is there, but still people are not happy. Once Prabhupada asked to the reporter, okay, you are saying that, you know, so many advancements are there, but why are you making hippies in your society? Your production is hippies. You may have all the technologies, but production is hippies. All people, young generations are not studying, and they are becoming hippies. They are sleeping in gutter, near the gutter, and they're having a very abominable lifestyle. That means some flow is there. We need to understand. Understand that. So that is the lifestyle of passion, where people like working in a late night job or clubhouse, all these things create actually nuisance in our consciousness. We will not have any clear consciousness. Unless we have clear consciousness in our life, we can't give any clarity to anyone, even if we have everything. So that's why we see a lot of heroes in the society, they die pathetically. Even though success is there apparently in their life, they have money, they have all the success. But unfortunately, there is no training facility. That's why Prabhupada vigorously preached this message, that this passion and ignorance will create only havoc in the society. But for us, we can't understand, because we are like the child, puppet, we are allured. We are happy to see the puppet dancing, not able to see the creator behind, not able to see that we are also bound by that, by seeing an allure by that. Another sign of ignorance is madness, pagal ban jana. So many times we see, dil to pagal hai, we feel very nice. Like, you know, we have to be mad for love and affection, all this. So these concepts are ingredient in our own consciousness. Yes, we have to be passionate, we have to be ignorant. But that way we cannot be happy. That is a lifestyle of animal lifestyle. So many goats are lying, standing in a line just to be cut in a slaughterhouse. And we are saying we are advancing. What kind of advancement we are progressing in modern culture? That's why I was just reading one book by Radhishyam Prabhu, there he was giving some statistics that in 1940s, that statistics from US government, that problem in the school was, that time students were having problem like talking in the classes or chewing gums, making noise in the class. Sometimes they used to run in the corridor. That was the problem case, 1940s. 1980s, let us travel little ahead. Now system has advanced, we have advanced like more technologically. But the problem is, now they have a problem of drug abuse, illicit sex affairs, pregnancy, suicide. Students are carrying guns. They have metal detectors in a classroom just to enter. Security guards are there. So we are also trying to embrace the society of passion and ignorance. We are so many times we are eluded. Okay, yes, America is great. But we need to learn the cleanliness and other factors, which is actually promoting about goodness. Not the passion or lifestyle of a passionate lifestyle. That's why so many times we talk that it's healthier to, like, no, nice saying is there. Early to bed and early to rise. That's a nice saying. Nowadays is very rare to see. Early means morning 4 o'clock. Early to bed. That is the time Bombay people, they take rest. Or early to rise means evening. Rare to see sun in the morning. So it's very rare. That's why Krishna is so mercifully. Yeah, it's Sri Radha Gopinath ki, Gaur Nithai ki, Gopal Naji ki. So Krishna, he is giving that complete knowledge. That yes, by gaining this knowledge, at least we will not be trapped. So we should be grateful to Krishna and the Srila Prabhupada, who has been giving this knowledge for benefit of all of us. But we have to understand how and where exactly we are in. Or else we may only know the factor. So many times we are like, no, this month is month of marathon. We have been going out and distributing books. So many times we approach people, this, like once few devotees distributed, like, no, they are distributing books in Dadar railway station. One gentleman came. He said, don't you have any work? Why are you wasting your time? You are standing in a railway train and giving this book. And I asked, okay, what are you doing? He said, I work for a BPO company. I have to work hard. I said, why are you working so hard? And where are you staying? He said, I'm staying at Birar. So Birar means you have to travel every day like donkey. You have to climb up the top of the train and reach at house at late nights. So point is, we are always talking about that, yes, Bhagavad Gita is saying about, you know, karma nevadikarastya. Only do karma. Bhagavad Gita, essence of Bhagavad Gita is do only karma. But unfortunately, the next message is karma nevadikarastya ma phaleshu kadachana. That sloka, the half part we are able to remember. Next stanza we are not able to remember that. Or we don't want to actually understand that. That ma phalesu kadachana, whatever benefit we are getting, whatever source of happiness or pleasure we are getting, we should have to share to. We have to give it or utilize for Krishna's pleasure. Earlier, you know, system was, charity was more prominent. Like any time you would visit any houses, you know, they would give you like nice water or resting place. But nowadays very rare. Even people used to earn a lot at that time, and they used to give charity. But nowadays, if you see, charity is very less. That's why these kind of concepts are there. That why there is God is there, you know? We are working so hard. So that factor is very prominent. Earlier, people used to give, like, you know, whatever they used to earn, they used to give everything to the guru or the mission of, like, preaching mission. And whatever the necessity, they used to utilize that. But when things progress, people started having the formula that, okay, we should work hard, we'll have the money, and we'll throw the money up and make a circle. Whatever will fall inside the circle, that is for God's sake. Okay, this much money is there. But now the advancement is so much, we can trick God so much, that we are throwing the money and saying, if you can catch it, that's yours, or else everything is mine. So absolutely, Lord is not going to catch the money. And we are somehow or other convinced that whatever we are working, whatever money we are acquiring in a mood of passion and ignorance, that is for us. So somehow or other, we are not able to be free by the bound or the cycle, you know, behind it. Or as earlier people used to work hard. It's like Vedic society never emphasized of lazy, you know, bum. People used to work hard. Even like devotees who are working as a grahastha or brahmachari, they work so hard. Like, you know, if many of you, like, you know, feel like if someone will give money also, nobody will, you know, go to Dadar railway station and stand for 10 hours to distribute books. Even so many companies are like bewildered. One of our devotee, Ranjit Prabhu, he joined. He left his company. So his main CEO came to see Radha Gopinath. He was surprised because his boss was giving like so much allurement. Come to Singapore, settle there. But he was planning to join here. That was surprisement for him. So he came to see and he met Gaurang Prabhu here. And he wanted to know what kind of things you are teaching them. They are able to give up everything and join. That's very shocking, you know. So that is the sweetness of mode of goodness. That is the sweetness of like healthy lifestyle. Having a satisfied lifestyle. Even if less things are there. So no hankering, absolutely. So that is the lifestyle we need to learn from Bhagavad Gita. Or else, we will be also trapped. So that cycle is coming because we are strongly convinced that yes, I am the doer. No one is the doer. I am working hard. That's why I am getting all the money, you know. Scientific advancements are also supporting that. Okay, you can also have rain seeding clouds where you can have rains also. So all this false propaganda is giving us more and more hope. Yes, I am the doer. Because of that, we are caught up by the cycle. We are not able to be free from the cycle of passion and ignorance. So the main, that's why Bhagavad Gita clearly explains that Lord is the proprietor. Lord is the doer. Sometime we desire it and the Lord sanctions that. And the material nature, which is Prakriti, who provides all the facility. So even though we may have a lot of desire, but still, we can't fulfill that. That's just like, you know, so around 200 people, they come to Bombay every day, just to become film star. But hardly they become film star. They become like taxi driver in Bombay. So it's not that only by our desire we can become like, you know, that desire goal. We can get the desire goal. It should be sanctioned by the Lord. And it will be provided by the material nature. Then we can get the desire what we are aspiring for. So we have to understand only desire we can have. But it will be sanctioned by the Lord. So the main factor is we are not the doer. Lord is the doer. We are the puppet. So that concept, if some kind of training and is Darsa Prabhupada has started this like, you know, evening class and the morning class. Earlier system was that people used to, in the evening time, they used to go like, you know, chalk in the village. They used to hear Harikatha. Even though less facility was there, they used to be happy. Happy lifestyle. Nowadays, even if like, you know, they are giving up Harikatha and having TV, television, only watching. And having the dream that I can also become Amitabh one day. Or I can become some hero one day. Artificially, we can't do it. It's not possible. That's why they're working hard and having all the facility, but finally they're feeling, oh, something is lacking. So this way, by understanding that, only we can desire. And Lord is going to sanction that, then we can fulfill. We can have the desire goal. We are not the doer. Just like, you know, one horse can be proud of running so fast, like better than a dog. But he can't be proud because that facility has been given by the Lord. That body itself, you know. He can't be proud. Because that body has been given by the Lord to run so fast. So even if we are so-called human being, we have some knowledge to control, some manipulation we can do. But we can't be proud because Lord has given that facility. So we have to give the credit to the Lord. That yes, my dear Lord, you have given that facility. And being grateful to the Lord. That way, we can be free, the doer mentality. Then we will not be trapped by this allurement of passion and ignorance, where we will have like lot of hankering, lot of desire. Ultimately, it will not satisfy us or collectively everyone also. That's why Katha Upanishad explains in great details that two birds are there. One bird is just sitting and watching the other bird. Oh yes. Another bird is busy completely from morning to evening, tasting one fruit, another fruits. Sometime he is very happy, but tasting the very nice fruits. But sometime he is fully distressed, fully in anxiety, because he is tasting the bitter fruit. But another bird is just waiting, when the bird will again ask me something. So Lord is very merciful. He is present in everyone's heart as Paramatma. He is giving all the direction. Just like even like small ant can, you know, even you drop some water on the floor, he can, you know, change the direction. That means Lord, he is giving direction to every living entity. Just we need to tap that knowledge. Whenever the direction is coming, we need to actually understand, yes, Lord is giving, Lord is speaking that. That's why we have to be sensitive. But unfortunately, if we actually, you know, lead a lifestyle of passion and ignorance, we'll be mad. Madman cannot understand the reality. Just like we may think, oh, bichara, drunkard, you know, sleeping near the gutter, not having a healthy lifestyle. But if you ask the drunkard, I am absolutely happy, you know. He can't fathom that what kind of happiness we are talking about. So that sensitive lifestyle or a clear, clean lifestyle is needed to understand the knowledge also. Or else, we can't understand. That's why Bhagavad Gita speaks, that prakriti kriyamanani guna karmani sarvasha. That material nature is like providing everything. But unfortunately, ahankara bimudatma karta aham iti manyate. Because we are having the mentality of I am the doer, just do it. So many t-shirts are there behind, people write. That is the mentality we are actually leading, you know, lifestyle. Because of that, we are not able to understand who is the doer. And somehow or other, we are succumbed by the consciousness that I am the doer. fully convinced. That's why, you know, sometime the elderly generation, they said, I worked so hard for you, why you are doing this? Yes, you work hard, but the responsibility of parents is to give the child how he can be free from the bondage of birth, old age, disease, all that. Not like keeping him work like, you know, donkey, repeatedly. That is not the lifestyle the parents should do. So the point is, by having the mentality of doer, we are bewildered. Second stanza is saying that ahankara bimudatma. When we are completely proud, that time bimudatma means bewilderment. Completely not able to understand the reality. Just like, you know, it's unfortunately say also, you know, nowadays because of education and other thing, we lose the respect to elderly generation. We lose sometime, you know, we feel like what they know. They are talking about Vedic culture or something, which is not absolutely practical, you know, which cannot be utilized now. Papa, bol rahe, you don't talk about all this, you know, going to temple or hearing Bhagavad Gita, having a lifestyle like that. We are so modern, you know. That's because the modern culture is giving that proud, that, you know, we are becoming more and more proud by our academic qualification or the success we are getting, you know. Not able to recognize the doer. That's why we have been also disrespectful towards the elderly generation. It's very chaotic in the society. So, we have to understand by doing that, we can be fully in a chaotic condition that we can't even save ourselves. That's why, you know, the reports from British that, you know, government, they are so succumbed to the sense gratification of passion and ignorance lifestyle, even they don't go for graduation. They are failing. That's why most of the MNC in, like, you know, Western countries, Indians are there running all the businesses. That's the fear of Western education system. So much independence is there, but they don't feel like studying. They go for all the free jobs. That's why Madan Gopal Puja is saying on Sundays that, you know, child should be, in the early days, he should be taught, he should be forced to teach. Not like giving him a lot of freedom, you know. But when he'll be after 15, then he should be given some freedom. Or else, nowadays, a lot of freedom has been given in childhood. So that's why the wrong thing are going on, you know. People feel sometime, okay, my child can also grow so much by watching movies and all. Western education system, Western style, you know, small kids are becoming like, you know, shooting guns, always abusing others. All these corruptions are coming up. Even in Bombay, you know, earlier people used to think, oh, no jobs are there. We can have jobs like late night jobs where we can work. After that, the statistics says that, you know, the depression rate and stress has increased like anything in the Bombay. Earlier, that situation was not there. People used to have healthy lifestyle. But now, late nights also, you will see easily people are traveling in Bombay, you know. Because of that, results are lot of stress. Lot of depression cases are coming up. Even for school kids, we need to have stress management class. Can you imagine that? It's very pathetic. Okay, elderly people who are managing so many, okay, for them stress management is okay. But for small kids, for them, they are always carrying a big bag just to, you know, scram so many things. So much pressure is there, you need to be have topper, you know. Mera bachcha topper hona chahiye. Some or other. How many people will become topper? One person will become topper only. So a lot of competition, unnecessary things are going on. And we are succumbed to that. We feel that is advancement. That is the way lifestyle we need to lead. But unfortunately, Prabhupada could see that. And the acharyas could see that. This is the life of passion and ignorance. Where only we'll become mad, we'll become crazy. That's why many of my friends who are there, you know, working outside India, I ask them, what are the people there, you know, how they are behaving. Always they said they are crazy. They are pagal log hai. They can't even behave properly. They can't understand their own families. They don't have families also, first of all. One of my friend, you know, he just gone for MBA. All of his friends, they were like, you know, having all the problems, so many problems, he has to counsel because he is a devotee. And maybe their family members may be thinking, oh, mera beta bhi America gaya hai, so much prosperous things he'll have. But unfortunately, whoever is there, they're unfortunate. They're having a lifestyle different way. So sweetness of India was not like passion and ignorance or advancement. Sweetness was, Vedic India was based on Bhagavad Gita, based on the culture of respecting each other and having a very satisfied lifestyle. That was the lifestyle we used to lead earlier. And never used to have so much also, but used to be happy. So actually you need to think that, yes, we are not the doer. If we will cultivate that mentality, then we will be also be Muda. We will be completely bewildered by the material nature. So that's why that lifestyle who are living, Prabhupada used to say, they are the lifestyle of donkey. It's very hard to say, I am also life. We can't say that. I can't say that. But I can repeat that. That lifestyle of a donkey or a dog is very, very hard, harsh reality, you know. I was hearing Gaurampu's class. Gaurampu was mentioning, donkey is called as also Vaishakhanandan. Why Vaishakhanandan? That sometime he feels like, you know, when Vaishakha means the summer season, that time not many grasses are there. He feels like, you know, he feels, my God, I have eaten everything. Lot of hard work I have done. I have eaten everything. So he feels depressed that time. And in a rainy season, he could see lot of grasses, green grasses are there. He feels so happy, you know, I can eat so much. Lot of hankering. But how much he can do that? Even the donkey is compared to, like, you know, his best example for career planner, you know. Because sometime he heard that, you know, master said, if master scold to the daughter, you know, if you not work hard, if you not do the proper thing in the house, then I'll make merry to the donkey. So that's why even if lot of grasses, green grasses are there outside, he feels like working hard. One day my master will make me the master of that house. That is the promise, false promise is there. One of our devotees was working, you know. Every time his boss used to give, like, you know, okay, if you work hard, then you'll be promoted to manager or something. But never used to happen, you know. Every time he used to say, just increase my salary or something, he used to give a flight ticket to Singapore or other place. He used to have facility in staying in a 5-star or some hotel. And he used to forget that. So, lifestyle we're having, a passionate lifestyle or ignorance lifestyle, where so many false promises are given by the society. Where if we'll be trapped by that, we'll not be successful. I'll just speak about the detailed symptoms. How I can exactly understand what are the symptoms of that? That's a small example. Just like, you know, one very nice story has been given for that. Once, like cab seller, he was just traveling. And earlier people used to travel in jungles and all. So he felt like, you know, I have to take some rest. And he kept the basket full of all the cabs. He was taking rest. He got up after a few minutes. He saw all the monkeys in the forest. They have taken all the caps and wore it. And they were in different branches of the tree. So he was bewildered. But we could understand three ways from this example. If someone is an ignorance person, how will he behave? He'll definitely cry and he'll shout. He'll ask for help. But he can't do anything. He'll just beat his head, you know. And he'll leave the place. But someone is a passionate person, what he'll do? He'll become angry. He'll shout at, he may use different language just to, you know, agitate the monkey. But is it a real way? We can't do it. So he'll be also failure. But if someone is a sober person and very intelligent person, having a sattvic lifestyle, he could understand, yes, monkey has the nature of imitating. So he can try that technique. Okay, I should do something that way. So that person who is a sober person or having a lifestyle of simple lifestyle or sattvic person, he can utilize that example. I could relate to it. You know, once in Orissa, it's very prominent example in my life. Some like Mela was there. People used to stay there for 5-6 days. Unfortunately, the Mela got like fired. So many of the people died. It's a big news. But many of them escaped. So it was interviewed, how you actually escaped. Interview was that everyone was going in the same direction, trying to find one way only. So few of them found that, okay, another direction is also there. And they caught up, you know, they went that direction, that's why they were saved. So many times, we always feel that, yes, this is the only direction we need to, that is the solution. But that's not. We need to actually apply the intelligence to understand, yes, what is the solution for it? Let's say for a devotee or a sattvic person is sometimes bewilderment because people can ask different questions. Why all the devotees like Yudhishthira Maharaj, they used to lead a lifestyle, they had all the problems. Why are you living like that? So many problems. Give up bhakti. Give up the process of Bhagavad Gita. Have a lifestyle like us. So much challenges are there because they can't understand. They are going to be trapped. But a devotee or a gentleman who can understand the real factor from Bhagavad Gita, that yes, I need to escape in different way. I can't select the, you know, same path which all of you are choosing. That's the reality. We need to have a sober mentality of goodness. Or else, we'll be completely trapped by the bewilderment of that. So, basically we need to understand the hand of Krishna. Every situation. And lead a lifestyle of a clean lifestyle. That way, we can be happy. Let us see some example of passion, ignorance and goodness lifestyle. How the people behave in a day-to-day basis. Normally, if someone is, I already gave the example, someone is very fond of having a sattvic lifestyle, he'll hear some Anup Jalota's bhajan in the morning, or he'll hear some sattvic music. But someone is like, you know, he's having a passionate lifestyle. He'll feel like, you know, hearing some Hindi movies or some modern Bollywood or Hollywood movies. Someone is a passionate, like ignorance person. He'll definitely, we feel like having rock music. Hardly people in India, they understand rock music. But they feel like, we will not understand, we will be almost like bereft of the advancement. Once a rock star, they went to see, you know, in the village. They saw that, you know, villagers are also using. They are also playing the rock music. So he was very much surprised. He asked that, you are fond of all that? He said, no, this music we are playing because by playing that, all the animals are not coming. They are running away from the field, you know. That's why we are playing 24 hours a year. Even animals are so sharp, you know. They are not attacked. They are not allured by all that. But we so-called human being, we are attached to all this lifestyle. So we can understand from that. And by clean clothes, like clothings and all, we can see. Normally, it's considered dhoti kurta or sari, all these things are sattvic. And normal pant shirt, like moderns, those are considered to be passionate. Jeans and other t-shirts, who are like considered to be passionate. Sorry to say all that. Once, like, you know, one advertisement company, you know, selling jeans. Nowadays, people are having so many patches also. They feel proud of that. And so many holes are there. Air can pass in. So that is a lifestyle of ignorance. And eating habits. If you see Western like culture, hardly they have a culture of cooking every day. I was asking my friend Pitambar Gaurang. He said, we cook once in a week. And we keep it in a deep freeze. And every day we take it and we, dal rice is like enough for us. And we actually buy everything from outside. And we hot it every day, you know. We heat it every day and we eat it. That is a lifestyle, every once in a week cooking. It's very, very healthy in India that we could have the facility of everyday chapati, hot chapati in a day, you know. Bombay is very rare, but evening at least we can have like hot meals, you know. That is a lifestyle of eating sattvic foods. Passionate means passion lifestyle where we feel like eating lot of cheese or lot of spices, which will be only stored in our body. That's why like all the burger and other thing, nowadays lot of constipation and other problems are there because of that. People feel like eating it, but they can't digest it. That's why they are having a lifestyle where they have to work hard and pay money to the doctors. That is the lifestyle. So, and the animal, inside the animal, you know, we can understand. Elephants are considered to be like mode of goodness. They live in the jungle. They eat like, you know, fruits and like grasses and other things. Tigers are considered to be passion. They eat like blood and other things. Jackals are considered to be mode of ignorance. They sleep throughout the day. They wake like throughout the night. They are very active. They howl like anything. So that is the lifestyle. We could relate to the animal lifestyle also. That yes, that is the lifestyle we are leading now in Bombay. So we are the best judge. What kind of lifestyle we need to lead? First of all, we need to understand one another, the doer. That is the concept we need to be very clear from Bhagavad Gita. Unless that, so many pious people are there who are also trapped. Who are also trapped of so-called pious people. So they can't even do anything good for others also. So we should be understanding that, yes, I need to understand from Bhagavad Gita that Krishna is the doer. Krishna is providing everything. Sometimes people can ask, okay, I have some desire. How Krishna can understand? How can I believe? Yes, Krishna is understanding that. It's very rare to see, you know. He's not reciprocating also. So Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya chaham hidi sannivishto matta smriti jnanam opahanam cha. So Lord is there in everyone's heart. Sarvasya chaham hidi sannivishto matta smriti jnanam opahanam cha. Whenever anything is required, Lord is giving that intelligence. Or else, even if you get up, we can't remember our name. Matta smriti jnanam opahanam cha. Lord is giving that intelligence. Even to move our hand, it requires a lot of intelligence for that. Or else so many, I was seeing today, so many like students, they came, they are mentally retarded. They came to see Radha Gopinath today. I could see by facial expression and maturity, externally you could see that yes, they are a young man. But there, somehow or other, because of karma or something, they are not able to act properly. That's why they are mentally retarded, you know. So we could understand that it's Lord's grace, whatever facility we have. That's why it's sometimes said, at least we can be grateful to the Lord, that Lord has given that intelligence, or like, sorry, Lord has at least kept something. Like whatever things are going on in our mind, it's not has been exposed to others. At least for that we can be grateful to the Lord. Or else we may pretend to be a, like, you know, gentleman, but mind is always corrupted. At least for that reason, we can be grateful to the Lord. Yes, my dear Lord, you have given enough thing to me. So we need to understand these kind of lifestyle. We need to, by living that way, we can be trapped. Already it's 8:30. I'll just hurry up. That what are the understanding by and like now, what are the benefits by understanding these three modes of material nature? Just like someone may say that, yo, yes, just be positive, work hard. Why there is need to, you know, analyze all these factors? Okay, we have a goal of working hard and all. But unless we understand the real goal that we have, we are the part and parcel of God, and we have to go back to the supreme abode, we can't be successful here. That goal should be very clear. Or else, just like, you know, just like before the flight, you know, you can take off. But if destination is not fixed, how long you can fly in, you know, going here and there? Different successes. You need to take rest somewhere. You need to be conclude your life somewhere. So that is the junction of death. That's why Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Manvana Bhavamad Bhakto Majjajima Namaskaro. That always remember me. Always chant my glories. Just by doing that, you can come to me. There is no doubt about it. Sarva dharman paritejya mamekam saranam bhaja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyam mokshasyami masucha. So these slokas like are the role model, or we need to actually practice all these slokas in our life. And based on that goal, we can have a clean lifestyle. And we can have a very clean and happy lifestyle. Or else we will be trapped by the allurement outside of passion and ignorance. And it's very easy also. Very, very easy. Outside, Prabhupada used to say sometime, you know, initially, like Vedic society used to give the atmosphere to practice. That's why that time, like people used to practice bhakti yoga very easily. But nowadays, it's very rare to have a facility or atmosphere to practice that. That's why Prabhupada was asked so many times, why are you making so many temples? Why are you creating or, you know, constructing big, big temples? Prabhupada said that, I can give class just sitting near to the tree, you know, underneath the trees. You people are not interested to come and hear from me by coming in that structure. That's why I am making this temple who are the role model of educational institute, where we'll have discussion from Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, all the concept of lifestyle. Then, and you'll be also inspired to come and hear from that structure. That's why I'm making big, big temples. That's why Prabhupada was a genius. He was having complete idea how the material nature, how the living entity can be free from the trap of three modes of material nature. So many times we just go around. All the dioramas are there. Three ladies are standing there. Krishna is standing. We just discuss. Okay, oh yes, three modes. So easy. We explain to others. It's not so easy. Even if we are talking, but we are also trapped by that. That's why we have to be very, very alert. That's why first concept is that yes, we are not the doer. Second is we need to understand Lord can provide everything. We need to be grateful to the Lord and follow the system. And we need to be grateful that Krishna has spoken in elaborate way all these concepts. Or else it's hard to understand all this subject matter. We are actually feeling this is advancement. This is not really. That's why we need to have two desires in our heart. One is learn. Actually, we need to have to desire to learn Bhagavad Gita. Especially this subject matter has been greatly discussed in chapter 14, 18 and 17, where you can actually learn the subject matter from that, how we can have a lifestyle free from all these three modes. Second, that we should have a clear goal that we will not have take birth again. We'll plan to give up, like now plan to have a eternal lifestyle, not like temporary lifestyle, like Bombay lifestyle. So by having these two desires, we can start working in that. By keeping Krishna in the center, then slowly, slowly things can be very easy. I'll just explain a very nice story to explain this. Even if we can be like working hard, but we will not be trapped. Once in a village, you know, few children were playing. They saw the big tall house is there and big mustard person, you know, standing in a gate, near the gate, guarding the complete house. And they came to know if we will write something, because nature of the child is the right. Even so many kids, they come to temple. Nice floor is there. They feel like drawing something here. So nature of child or something, they feel like writing something, you know. But they came to know if we'll write something, then we'll be punished. So one of the child, he said, okay, let us have challenge. Who will write something on the wall of the bungalow, I'll give something. So all the children came. So they feel like, you know, okay, we'll write something. But finally they saw the, like, you know, that person was standing. They felt like scared, you know. They couldn't have that desire, like, you know, strong, like strength to write something. They left everyone. All the friends left. But the main boy, he wrote something. And he was caught. And finally, because he has written something, he was awarded for that. So all the friends became very curious. He said, what you have written in that board, you know, in that wall? He said, I had written that, please stick no, like, no sticks, sorry, stick no bills. So because he was cooperating with the same system what the owner was planning, he was awarded. Similarly, all the living entity can be free from all these bondages when we will actually understand the will of Krishna and act according to that. Then we will not be trapped. Gaur Gopal Prabhu always gives the example how devotees are free by practicing this process of devotional service. Because by practicing this process of chanting holy name of the Lord, coming to this temple, taking darshan of the Lord, we will be the other side of the cassette. There is two sides. One side is getting trapped, like bounding. Another side is getting freed. So by coming here and practicing a lifestyle based on Bhagavad Gita, we can be the part of second part. But same time, we are not like working not hard. Yes, we are also working hard. But working hard for Krishna, we can be free. That concept we need to understand. Or else, by working hard for outside our body, we'll be completely trapped. So we need to be intelligent to place ourselves other side of the cassette, round, where you can be free. That is the instruction by Krishna and the Srila Prabhupada. That because of that, this month has been dedicated to preach and distribute books. Because unfortunately, that knowledge is not there. That knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is not there. So-called Bhagavad Gita reciters are there, but practice of Bhagavad Gita is not there. That's why Prabhupada wrote Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is the concept, that's why. That he could, you know, inspire people the reality of Bhagavad Gita. Once Prabhupada was there in one peace conference. He asked, where is Bhagavad Gita? There is no photograph of Krishna. One lamp is there only. So we actually kicked out Krishna in the picture. We want Ram Raja, but we don't want Ram in that. That is unfortunate in the society. That's why we need to have three things. One is, we need to understand that we are not the doer. That yes, Krishna is the doer. We can only desire and Lord can fulfill those desires through material nature. Second is that we need to be grateful to the Lord that yes, Lord is going to sanction everything and He has given this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. By having this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, at least we will not be trapped like others. We can be free. Third is we need to act for the pleasure of the Lord. We need to do certain activities based on Bhagavad Gita. Then we will be free from the passion and ignorance lifestyle. The passion and ignorance lifestyle, I've already discussed, the result of Western education system, how 1940s, the system was, the student used to like fight together, they used to throw chucks. But 1980s, problems were different because of advancement and other things. So that advancement, if you are aspiring, then you need to grab the problem also. We should not blame Krishna for that. Thank you all so much. If I have any question or comments, then we can have. Yes, Prabhu. Yes, yeah. You can ask first. Haribol, can you just give here first? Because Prabhuji has first raised. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Nuhu. Thank you for giving your wonderful lecture. Prabhuji, as I said that what are the reasons that one is in mode of passion and ignorance? What are the reasons like?
What is the reason? First is Ahankara Bhimudatma. We are proud of that. What are the lifestyle we are living? We are not able to understand Krishna. He is the doer. That is the reason.
Then he is a doer. Like whatever is happening, he is doing that.
He is doing that.
So in our life, we have to just depend on him.
We have to act like that boy who has written no stick bills. Mm-hmm. Stick no bills. Mm-hmm. That is the solution. That is the main problem. Our lifestyle may vary. Even if we'll work hard, but we'll not be trapped. Devotee work hard, but they are not in a passion or ignorance. Thank you so much. Can you just speak to Mataji?
You said we are not doer. Then why it is said that karmanyeva adhikarasti?
Ma phaleshu kadachan.
No. That ma phaleshu. We have no rights of faller. But yeah. We have to do the karma, so we are doer.
I agree with you. Thank you so much for the question. We have the free will to work.
Yeah, we have the free will.
Yes.
So person go either to temple or they go pub according to the modes of passion.
Yes.
So we are doer. And you say, so I don't understand that.
Factor I said, we are not the doer means, yes, absolutely, we are the tiny doer. Just like Lord is doing everything. But we are doing
our
it in minute
is,
part.
Our desire is doing.
Yeah.
According to our these three modes,
yes.
Which mode is prominent in my life,
yeah.
And we seek the our desire will be there, and we go to that.
Have you ever seen puppet show?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen puppet show?
I have seen puppet
so
show.
So who is the doer there?
But we are not the puppets, we are the living beings.
No, I'm just asking this question that have you ever seen the puppet show?
Yeah, I have seen it.
So who is the doer there?
Sutradhar, the person who was.
So similarly, we feel that we are doing, but somehow the facility is there. Just like, you know, nowadays we are proud of so many things, but no reins are there. Whatever activities we can do, we are actually insignificant. That's why, you know, the example has been given. Just like if you fly, you know, have you ever been in aeroplane?
Yeah.
That time if you could see from top, your house is very tiny. We are very insignificant. We are not the doer.
No, Prabhu, but there is some power
yes.
Dedicated to me.
Yes.
I am the doer.
Yeah.
That is why I came here.
Yes, that is the doer. So we need to be free from that doer mentality.
I have given up so many things. And I came here, so we are doer. And that is why written, karmanyevadhikaraste.
Karmanyevadhikaraste.
Means here to do the karma.
Yes.
Yeah,
that is the
so we are
do you know that? Yeah, I agree with you. Do you know the meaning of karma yoga?
Yoga means we have to join our karma, means Krishna. There comes the Krishna consciousness. But
yeah.
The sentence that we are not doer.
Yeah.
I am... not agree with that statement.
You don't agree with that, but unfortunately what I say, main thing is that meaning of karma yoga is
yoga that,
means
that, all these
that is
I
the
know,
meaning of karma nevadhikaraste.
That
is the meaning of karma nevadhikaraste. That Krishna is saying work for me. Krishna is not saying that okay you work and just live a lifestyle of
I have the adhikar on my karma. That is why I am doer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have the adhikar. My point is, so many people work hard, but anytime any problem is there, why they blame Krishna? Why Krishna is doing this with me?
That is due to the ignorance.
That's why I'm talking about that only. The point is, yes, if you agree that I am the only doer, then we can't blame Krishna also. Are you getting my point? That yes, okay, I am the doer. You agree with that. I also agree for a second. But you can't blame Krishna for that. Why so many wrong things are going on? Why things are wrong in my life? Okay, I am doing something. Take the responsibility of doer. all the things happening in my life, that's because of me. Why you blame Krishna?
Yeah, because of me.
Yeah.
But whatever I will do, yes, I will not have to seek the follow of that. Whatever the result will come,
I didn't
I have
get
to
you.
Be the samachitta with that.
Okay.
At the end of this, that trigunatit and all that. Gunatit.
Okay. But the point is, point is very clear from Bhagavad Gita. If you have seen Puppet Show, it's very clear. Puppet Show is where the child may think that yes, puppet is dancing. But adults will not feel, yes, puppet is dancing because of some puppeteer is there. So he is a real doer. Puppet can't independently work. That's because of mode of nature we are dancing sometime, passionate. But someone is free, someone is ignorance, he is sleeping. So we are trapped actually. That's the science Bhagavad Gita is teaching.
If I am a puppet, so I don't have to do anything?
No, you have to do, just like the boy.
So I am a doer then?
You are the doer for Krishna. Just like the puppet, if the puppets are not there, if the puppets are not there, the system will not work. The puppeteer, all the like system will not work. The whole system, like the puppeteer is needed, the puppet is needed, the ropes are needed, all three things are needed to have a complete show. So it's very, 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 like, you know, it's very clear. It's very clear that we are not the doer. Krishna is the doer. Just like the puppet show. Puppet, so we can't claim that the puppet is dancing independently. No. Puppet doesn't have that ability to dance independently. We may have that independence Lord has given, but we are just very minute. It can be free.
Little freedom is given to us.
Yeah.
That is why he has compared us that you are Mamai Vamsho Jivan. Okay. You said that he is sitting in our heart.
Okay.
So Krishna is with me.
So what's your question? We are the doer?
I am not getting that I am not doer. So there is no value of me.
We are doer in terms of serving Krishna. Just like the boy who has written that and he was awarded or else we will be slapped by doing that same action. That way we are the doer. We can do that activity and we can get the award from Krishna.
Then don't say that we are not doer.
But this is Bhagavad Gita saying, I am not saying. Thank you so much, Maharaj.